I'd like to do an altar song there at the end, if you don't mind. Just be praying about it. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 13. There's no mistake that you're here. There's no mistake that you're sitting here this morning. And this is going to be a serious, serious message and a quick message. To the point. No frills, no new, no fresh, you're not going to leave here and say, man, that was something I never heard. But it's a word that you need this morning. God's already told me somebody's going to get saved because of this message. You might not get saved here, but you're going to get saved somewhere. Amen? Because we're going to sow some good seed this morning. So if you're here and you're battling already, whether you're saved or not, today's surrender time. You might as well give up here. Might as well die right here today. Surrender and let your old man die. God's already told me, so somebody's doing business with me here this morning. The message, he done set the table. You could have come and surrendered already. Are you ready? Let's listen to the word. Matthew 13, verse 37. And he soweth, and he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. Sorry, let's go back to Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. I'm sorry. Another parable he put forth unto them. I'll give you a minute. Matthew 13, 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a good man, which soweth good seed in the field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder come and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in the field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then go? We go and gather them up. But he said, nay, lest while he gather up the tares, you root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them into bundles to burn them, and gather them the wheat into my barn. Jump down to verse 37. We'll preach a little bit. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. I want you to know something this morning. God's got good seed. He's got good seed. And I know we got farmers in this church, and I know this will make sense to you. Sometimes you can have good seed, but it ain't a good time to sow it. Amen? If you sow seed in the wrong season, you ain't going to get anything. But I believe with all my heart there's a season to sow, and there's a season to sow this message right now. I believe there's some hearts in here right now that are tender to hear the Word of God. Your heart's plowed up because of the worship, and God came down into this place this morning, and He's here, and He's trying to get into your heart and your life, but He's opened up your heart just for this period of time, and He's going to give you some good seed. He said, the Son of Man soweth this seed. He says, God sows this seed. He says, God, the only one that sows the seed. Like I said, there's some farmers in here. I know for a fact that they own farms and they got plenty of land, but they don't plant every seed, do they? Amen? They have workers that plant seed for them sometimes. They might plant some of the seed. God will plant seeds in your life through many different vehicles or different people. But I'm going to tell you this morning, He's using us this morning. But I've got a good message for you. There's salvation in this. There's Jesus dying for your sins in this. The gospel is that you weren't good enough to get in heaven, so God came down to earth. He was born of a virgin. Then He went and died on an old rugged cross for your sins and the sins of the whole world. 3 days later, He was resurrected. Amen? And then after the resurrection, He said, this same Jesus will come back. That is the time when God will come back for those that believe in Him, those that are His children. Amen. I want you to hear this. They plant. Let's go into verse 38. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. If you noticed in the first part of this chapter, when he came out, the person that owned the field knew right away that there were tares there and there was wheat there. He knew right away. So I want you to know this. Don't make any mistake about it. God knows who belongs to Him and who don't. You're not hiding from God. You can hide from people. You can hide out in church. You can pretend. You can make false profession. But listen to this. God's looking out into this world this morning, and He knows absolutely who belongs to Him. He's looking at your heart. He's looking at your life, and He knows whether you're a wheat or you're a tare. He knows whether you've asked Him to be the Lord of your life or not, and He knows how you're living your life. He's examining you. And you can examine yourself. I was thinking about this yesterday. I was mowing and God kept pouring this thing out to me. And He said, there's a good way to examine yourself whether you'll be in the faith or not. And I said, Lord, go ahead, tell me. Is this whether if you hate sin or not? And I do. I said, yeah, I hate sin. I said, I hate drinking, I hate drugging, I hate adultery, I hate fornication, I hate all that, Lord, I hate it. He goes, yeah, but I'm talking about, do you hate your sin more than anybody else's? Whew. Lord, that's hard. Now, I'm against all these people trying to change our country. I'm against all these people. Yeah, but are you against your sin? Whew. Yeah, Lord, I'm against my sin. How about the sin of those that know to do right and doeth it not, it is a sin. See, God said that's a good examination for a Christian, because let me tell you something. Everybody knows it's wrong to commit certain sins, but you know what? If you're one of them people that God presses to do right but you can't do right, that might be a significant way to test whether you be in the faith or not. Are you doing right? Because everybody knows doing wrong is wrong. But can you do right when it's called, required for you to do right? Do right by somebody else. Because I'm going to be honest with you, that right there makes me know that I'm a born-again child of God. Because when nobody's looking, and when nobody's paying attention, and when I can be anybody I want to be, and do whatever I want to do, I'm going to do what's right. Because me and God are there. I don't need a crowd, and you shouldn't either. You shouldn't have to, if you look left and look right, to find out if you can do it or not, that might be a chance where you examine yourself to find out whether you're in the faith or not. Because everybody knows it's wrong to drink and drug and sleep around and lie and cheat and steal. But can you know to do right? Can you do it right? Because you know what? You can't do it right until God gets you in your life. Because there ain't no right about us. I try to do right for a long time. Every time I got sick and tired of the results of my sin, I would go back and say, God, I'll do anything. I'll live better. I'll try better. I'll do better. And I guess what? For a little bit, I'd do all right. Until the consequences of my sin started to tamper down. And maybe some people forgave me, probably when they shouldn't have. And I'd go right back to doing wrong. Going back to doing my life. But let me tell you something. When I got saved, when I truly got saved, guess what happened? I knew how to do right because the right one moved in. The right one moved in. I'm going to tell you this, and you might not like this. This ain't politically correct. You're either saved or you're lost. You're either a wheat or you're a tare. You're either going to heaven this morning or you're going to hell. There's no two ways about it. And you know, stop trying to tell people there was a time when there's been no change in your life whatsoever. There's no fruit of your salvation. There's no change in your life. If you're unsure, this is your morning because God's watching. And it's important. Amen? Listen. And as therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth angels, and they shall gather out of the kingdom all the things that offend, and them which do iniquity. There's a harvest. There's a harvest. I hate to tell you this. You know what? There's an end to this world. And it's coming. And it's coming pretty quick. For some, it'll come today. For some, it'll come tomorrow. For one day, God says, you know what? There's going to be a day that I come back and there's going to be a harvest. And I'm going to separate the ones that belong to me and the ones who don't belong to me. The ones that belong to me that are going into heaven, I will separate them. And the ones who do not love me and do not put their trust and faith in me, I will separate them and eternally separate them from me for eternity. Friend, do you know if you're saved or not? I know I love to preach messages that edify the brothers and sisters in Christ, but every once in a while, God puts it on my heart to let you know that you can't hide out in the church. Amen. You can't hide here. You can't pretend to be something you're not. Either you're in the faith or you're not. Amen. Has there ever been a time where you asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life? And has He taken over your life? Does He convict you of your sin? Is He the most important thing to you in your life? If so, praise God. If not, today is the day. I know too many people that are coming to church and they're in youth groups and they're in Sunday school classes and they're in adult Sunday school and they're in senior groups and they come in and you know what? They look just, I'm telling you, the tares and the wheat don't look much different than one another. Amen. The world can look around at each other and say, I'm just as good as you are. I'm just as good as you are. But it's not up to the world. It's God. He's the one that's watching. He's the one that's looking. He's examining your heart. I'm making a plea for you today. I'm making a plea. God made it very simple. This is, anybody can preach this. This don't take any special person to preach. Jesus Christ preached this. He stepped out. He said, I'm going to show you one thing. It's like somebody who planted seed in the ground. And then somebody come in behind me and sowed some other seed. And when they both came out, guess what? I wasn't going to read them up. God ain't going to tear this whole thing up just to get the bad out. He said, I'm going to let them grow together. And He's watching. Now, there's one part in this that I really love more than anything else. God's a unique kind of farmer. Amen? He's a unique farmer. But because not only does He sow good seed and it grows wheat, He can turn a tare into wheat. Amen? That's the only thing that's amazing, because any other farmer would go out and see that there's bad stuff in his field and say, there's bad stuff in there. I can't change that. But what God is saying is, there's some wheats and there's some tares in my field, but I can change a tare into a wheat if you'll let me. It's a very hard time for me right here. It's a very hard time. This is the scariest time as a preacher you'll have. Because I'm about to close this service. And I've asked you this morning. I'm trying to just tell you as basically as I can. There's some people in here, you've been pretending. You've been pretending like you're saved. You've been riding out a false profession for a long time. Or for a short time, I'm not sure. And you've came to church and you've dressed up and you tell people you're attending and you make stuff and you go here and you do that. And I'm going to be honest with you. That's great. But it's not salvation. Amen. Salvation changes you from the inside out, not the outside in. You'll be a new creation. You know what? Some people in church, if you truly got saved, people would look at you a little bit different. They'll go, golly. We just always thought you was good. Amen? These people get saved in church all the time. Been going to church their whole life. Amen? They get saved and guess what? Not a whole lot changes on the outside, but a whole lot changes on the inside. Maybe you're just sitting here. Maybe you're a visitor this morning. And I see a lot of you visiting. You came to wrong service if you're lost, because you ain't got no excuse no more. Because I'm about to hand this over to you. I'm about to hand it over to you. I've told you. God's looking right into this crowd right now. And He knows. He knows you. He knows you whether you're lost or whether you're saved. And I'll be honest with you. You can play all you want to, but you know too. You know too. And I know what the devil does. He wears you out. If I go up there, they'll think. It doesn't matter what people think. If anybody, you know, the people who worry about why people come to the altar, they're the sickest people there is. They are. Because they can't figure out why people come and get help. Don't worry about them. Can I tell you a little story about a Bible person in that? There's a little old woman come to Jesus and poured out some anointing oil on Jesus. You know who was the most critical in the room? Judas. Why'd she make such a waste? Huh? Why is she wasting? Why is she wasting all that good? You know who he was? The son of perdition. The only person that didn't believe in Jesus. So the person you think might be critical of you coming up here and pouring your heart out and life out to Christ, that person might not even know Jesus either. So why are you going to stay in the same boat with them? It's time to get out. It's time to come on. I don't know how else to tell you this. You need to examine yourself right now. Stop pretending. I don't care if you teach Sunday school here. I don't care if you're a singer. I don't care if you've been, I don't care if you've led everything and set in on everything. I don't care if you're the cornerstone of this church. I don't care if you're a councilman. I don't care if you're, I don't care what you are. If you don't know Jesus Christ, He's begging you today.
Amen.
Stop playing a game. As everybody stands, Mike, just come sing a song. If you want to pray with me, I'll stand right down here. And if you don't need me to pray with you whatsoever, just walk on by and start praying.